Test 71, Section 3, Question 15. This is a parallel flaw, so we have to find the flaw and then see what matches that. Now, if we want to, we can try the conclusion trick and look for something that says, thus, all microscopic organisms, must be capable of feeling pain. So all A must be capable of B. So A says, thus all artists must have lower inhibitions than most people. That's pretty similar. This is probably also the main motive of most. It's not saying all must. It's got probably in most. Thus professional skaters probably also practice in order to. That's got an intent thing there, and probably instead of must. Thus hawks, which are predatory birds, probably hunt alone. Again, it's got a probably. Thus hikers must also feel less comfortable hiking in low-lying areas of British Columbia. That's still comparison. If I'm picking on the basis of conclusion trick, I would just pick A. Now, if we go back to the passage, then we check and make sure that it's got the same flaw. Amoebas, like human beings, generally withdraw from stimuli that can cause them physical damage. So amoebas back away from physical damage. Humans do this because such stimuli cause them pain. So humans do it because they cause them pain. So thus, all microscopic organisms must also be capable of feeling pain. Okay, there's two major problems here. Just because humans do it for a reason doesn't necessarily mean amoebas are doing it for the same reason. And second, it goes from amoebas to all microscopic organisms. So you've kind of got a double flaw. Poets, like people under hypnosis, frequently use language in odd, incomprehensible ways. People under hypnosis do it because their inhibitions are lower than those of most people. Thus, all artists must have lower inhibitions. And that has exactly the same set of flaws. First off, just because people under hypnosis do something because of lower inhibitions doesn't mean that that's the reason poets do it. And second, it extrapolates from poets to all artists, similar to the way the passage went from amoebas to all microscopic organisms. So A is definitely right. But with the others, we actually looked at why the conclusions were different, but we'll look at the other elements. Like nonprofits, corporations usually provide some free service. So saying like nonprofit, they do this. Nonprofit do this solely because their members desire to make the world a better place. So they're doing it for this reason. Thus, this is probably also the main motive of most corporations. And the thing there, it's probably also the main motive. It's not really saying that's the main motive. And it's got the probably there. And it doesn't have the flaw of jumping to a larger group. It still just stays on corporations. C, most professional athletes practice regularly for the same reason. Professional boxers spend several hours a day practicing to excel in competition. Thus, professional skaters probably also. Well, this actually says that they do it for the same reason. And so we actually don't have the flaw that we had in the passage of assuming that it was the same reason. Predatory birds, like many predatory animals, are generally solitary hunters. Okay, so that's kind of comparing them. So far, so good. Some predatory mammals hunt alone because there is not enough food to support a pack of them in one area. So some mammals do it for this reason. Thus, hawks, which are predatory birds, probably hunt alone. This is doing a different thing. If it's saying the reason why they do it, and then it never says that hawks are doing it for the same reason. It does have a problem that it goes from predatory birds down to hawks, which are a type of predatory bird, but that's the wrong direction. We need to go from smaller to bigger. And then hiking trails in British Columbia, like those in New Mexico, concentrated in mountainous regions. So hiking trails generally in mountainous. In New Mexico, this is partly because low-lying areas are too hot and arid for comfortable hiking. So in New Mexico, it's that. Thus, hikers must also feel less comfortable hiking in low-lying areas of British Columbia. The problem here is we also don't have the idea of kind of saying the, it's saying hiking trails are concentrated in these mountainous regions. It says in New Mexico, this is partly because they're too hot. Thus, hikers must also feel less comfortable hiking in these low-lying areas. It never says because of the too hot and arid, so it's missing that other part. And so that's why there. But like I said, I would have taken A just on the basis of the conclusion. I would have double checked by checking the passage and then said, yes, that matches, and taken it and run.